From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Town Board has adopted a $6.8 million budget for 2019, reflecting a tax levy increase of slightly more than 0.25%. The spending plan is an increase of $400,000 attributed largely to the town's $9 million sewer project. Jefferson Heights and Leeds residents will pay for the increase, but the overall budget reflects the expenditure. The board approved the budget pending two revisions, including the amount for the Kistatome Fire Department and the total assessed value of the town. The board also approved a waiver of the state-mandated tax cap to be applied if necessary. During the public hearing, local realtor Angela Lanuto and Connor Gillis, a representative of the State Association of Realtors, spoke against the waiver. Lanuto said, and I quote, "I think this waiver will hurt homeowners," end quote. Lanuto suggested the town look into raising taxes for box stores or incorporating the village to compensate for the budget needs. Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said the small increase in the levy is to make up for the $177,000 gap caused by the sewer project. She said, and I quote, "I think you would consider the sewer service a plus for homeowners," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. New York health officials are reporting the number of suspected cases of a polio-like illness is on the rise. A total of 9 suspected cases of acute flaccid myelitis, a mysterious condition that's paralyzing children nationwide, have been reported by the State Department of Health. None of the 9 cases have been confirmed yet. Citing patient confidentiality laws, the department declined to say where the suspected cases originated other than outside of New York City. AFM is a rare but serious condition that affects a person's nervous system and causes weakness in the arms and legs. In some cases, patients recover quickly. In others, they experience paralysis and require ongoing care. The diagnosis is made when a patient's symptoms include acute onset of weakness in the limbs and an MRI shows a lesion in the gray matter of the spinal cord. Suspected cases of AFM have been reported in 25 states this year, with an increase occurring in August and continuing through September and October. While the cause for AFM remains unknown, health officials are reminding people to practice regular disease prevention steps, such as staying up to date on vaccines, washing hands, and protecting against mosquito bites. Read the full story in the Times Union. John Campbell is reporting for LoHUD.com. State highway crews began moving the I Love New York signs November 7th as part of the state's deal with federal highway regulators to avoid a $14 million penalty. The state will ultimately remove approximately 400 of the 500 signs that dot the state's major roadways. The signs are being removed after a protracted battle with the Federal Highway Administration, which said the signs posed a dangerous distraction to drivers and violated state and federal highway rules. A total of 103, the so-called motherboard signs, the first sign in groupings of 5 blue signs in succession, will remain on the roads. The state will, however, have to cover advertising for the ILoveNY.com tourism website and app on those signs. The 4 follow-up signs will be removed and placed in rest areas, state parks, and other off-highway sites. The state intends to complete the sign removal by November 21st. The federal government withheld $14 million in highway funding from New York in 2018 after the state ignored numerous warnings to take the signs down. Read the full story at LoHUD.com. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos is moving on after nearly 4 years on the job. Prior to his appointment in 2015, Sagos advised Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on environmental policy as his Deputy Secretary for the Environment. Cuomo's spokesman, Richard Azzopardi, credited Sagos with working tirelessly to protect the state's natural resources and noted his service to the country as a captain in the U.S. Army Reserves. as the party did not know the specific timetable for Sagos' departure, but a job posting for the commissioner position appeared online November 7th. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.